Welcome to Soundtracks. During the next hour, we're going to take you on a journey, not just along this road, but throughout history.
Set your speedometer at 50, or follow slower speeds posted along the road. At 3 points during the tape, we'll give you a chance to catch up or lower your speed to keep pace with the tour.
Look in the printed guide for the 3 locations. You'll hear this music. And we'll tell you where you should be.
This road, Route 550, has had many names. It used to be 50A. Before that, it was Intercounty Highway 157. And even earlier, it was simply the State Road. It's been here with one name or another, in almost the same place since the early 1800s.
Many of the towns and communities we'll pass through have been here that long too. Often by looking at the placement of the building style, and even the landscaping, you can learn a lot about the history of a place. Take that tall evergreen up ahead on the left by the White House.
That's the blue spruce there. But that's an old one, see? It's been there for a long time.
Hubert Wilhelm, professor of geography at Ohio University, is a noted authority on the rural landscape.
Farmers especially would plant conifers in this area. And there were early traders that came across the hills, the Appalachians, singularly selling saplings of Norway spruce and blue spruce, because these old Europeans didn't identify with the hardwood forest.
Many early farmers settled along this route, but by the late 1800s, farming had given way to another industry that has ever since been linked with Appalachia, coal mining. This community, Sugar Creek, was once a booming coal town. In the early 1900s, this road was lined with hundreds of company houses.
There was a lot of them. I'm gonna put it at 200, and I think that would be light.
Oliver Riley knows the history of Sugar Creek well. His father was a miner here, and Oliver himself lived here for over 40 years in one of the houses built by the company.
They had some 3-room houses. This is a 4-room. This used to be a house right over here, 3 down below us, and just everywhere. You could just see houses on the other side of the road, houses.
In this area, the little pyramidal house, for some reason, and it has never been investigated, became very, very popular. You see it all over Nelsonville, you see it all through that coal mining area. Now these little pyramidal here are definitely late 19th century. They have this little Victorian dormer on it, you know, kind of a little style feature, rather than simply being a box with a pyramidal roof on it. A little styling at times. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.